Good afternoon.
Tell me about the connection between carbon dioxide and coffee, because I don't know of it.
Well, there's a big connection, and most of it is in the transportation and the roasting of the coffee, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, well, transportation is obvious, I guess. I mean, the beans don't grow in the Yukon, for example, so they have to come here from somewhere.
Yes.
And where do you get your beans from?
Basically, all over the world. We're from South America, Central America, Caribbean, Africa, and Indonesia.
And roasting the beans actually produces carbon dioxide as well?
And it's the propane we use to roast the coffee.
So this has been a concern for you?
Yes, it's been a concern for us, and it's actually been a concern for a lot of our customers outside the territory. A couple years ago, I made a promise to a big customer in Saskatchewan, actually. Some of their customers had concerns that their coffee was coming from the equator, going all the way to the Yukon, being roasted, and then shipped back out. So I made a promise to them that I would look into, first of all, determining what our carbon footprint is. So I did a bunch of research and I ended up coming across this organization called Taking Root in Montreal. And I got a connection to them through a cooperative we deal with in Nicaragua called La Femme. And it's an all-women's cooperative. And they're actually doing their carbon offset project adjacent to that cooperative.
Okay. So you find this Montreal company. What did you take from them?
Well, I was a little bit of a pessimist about carbon offsets, actually. So I went through a great learning curve. I'd spent close to a year doing the research on this to find a reputable company, to basically a like-minded company that's into the same